We got there. We were here 2 days later. We were here. We were ready. I think having a big show every night, we were trying to build towards a big show, but we kind of produced a big show.
Yeah, every night.
Every night.
That wasn't my point.
There wasn't a difference in Trev and,
Well, musically there was no difference, but the truth is that it didn't make a difference because the people who were in the audience in Trev were not from all the villages around.
Sure.
Not really.
Well, some were.
It seems maybe if we had done simpler things in the villages, we would whet the appetite to come to the big concert.
That's
so funny.
Because we're saying, okay, how can we make it sound
Est-ce que tu veux dire qu'il aurait été bon, par exemple, de ne pas avoir tous les concerts, mais d'en avoir moins pour préparer mieux Trev?
So, would it have been better to have had less concerts in order to be better prepared for Trev, in your mind?
I think that the nature of the concerts. We can have small performances in the villages that are simple, without much fanfare, just build relationships.
So more like, you're saying more like unplugged?
We would take it seriously.
Oh, sure.
Right, but we would do more work on the ground in the villages in anticipation of a concert.
Yeah.
The truth is, we could have gone to a lot more villages. I think Trev could have been a lot more advertised.
Yeah.
A lot.
So what I'm hearing are two different things, two possibilities. Extend the time in France, in other words, more than 2 weeks, is one possibility to either maintain a similar schedule or reduce the number of concerts to be able to spend more time in preparation.
Not necessarily. We're talking about keeping the same amount of concerts or even having more but less scale. For example, unplugged in the villages at evening time. You know what I mean? So, like, we could have gone to 10 villages over 10 days, but it would be very less stressful, and we'd have 30-minute things so that we could announce to the whole region. What?
I think it would be good to have really smaller concerts in the villages to advertise for the big concert where everyone would have come, you know? I think it would have been better.
We kind of gave every village a big concert.
Yeah. I think it would have been better to do smaller, to like, that's going to be good, you know? People are like, wow, that's cool. Come to Trev, you know?
Okay, vas-y.
You know, many people from this area wouldn't have come at all if you make just small things in the village. You have been taken seriously because you have done this concert like you have done. So it looks serious. If you just sang with guitar, it look like small things, not very serious.
What I was thinking is more like doing the same thing, but the big concert we're doing every night, with a full scale sound system and stuff, but like shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
You know, like an hour and a half. We were like giving like away everything we did in Trev, you know?
Yeah.
There was kind of another difference between the villages and Trev.
Most bands, Dad, play 6 songs.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Full scale, but shorter.
I would love to hear what Stephanie has to say.
Yeah,
not
that.
Natalie.
She's so sweet.
Oh, I forgot.
I also think that...
J'allais dire... Ok, ouais, c'est ça. J'ai parlé avec quelqu'un, je pense, il était pas chrétien.
I spoke to a non-Christian guy.
Puis il m'a dit que parce qu'il nous avait vu se promener dans les rues.
Puis, that he saw us going around in the streets.
J'ai dit, il y a pour certains qui pourraient dire que c'est tapageux.
Tapageux?
Que c'est...
Ça fait du bruit.
Ça fait juste comme casser... ça vient empiéter dans leur ambiance, ça vient juste... Tu sais, c'est comme si... Ça vient mettre genre... C'est comme si c'est énervant genre de les voir là.
So that person... told her that going around the streets and playing
annoying.
Make people annoyed or
frustrate people, like invade their
intimacy,
their silence. Or
have a good chat today.
Aussi, tu conseilles? Tu parles-tu des quand on est allé dans les villages?
Oui, oui.
Quoi des concerts?
When we went in the afternoon to play, that they, it was like disturbing the people there that were in their stuff, in their silence stuff. Someone said that to
them. For this reason, you have some places for that. Like the main places in the village where you are allowed to do that.
Right.
Of course, you cannot do that straight in the main street, for example. But you are not allowed to do that. Even if you have a concert at night, that's okay, because everybody knows that it's promotion. Mm. But it's not very common. In general, you are walking, not staying just for one piece of music. You are walking and saying, tonight there is a concert and we are going to pray. To pray.
Yes, it's
to pray. To pray too. You know, that's more promotion. It works.
I would say, like, keep us having concerts that are promoted and still having concerts. I mean, I would say even, let's do acoustic concerts in bars that have been promoted. You know what I'm saying? Or places like that. Like, even doing unplugged concerts that are the same musical and same seriousness, but just shorter and more pointing towards the big shebang.
That's what I was going to say, that in place of us trying to figure out where to go and play, trying to put up the posters and all that kind of stuff, it would be good if someone had a plan before we got there. You can go here on this day, they already know you're coming, play in this park. Go to this little cafe, they're expecting you. You know what I mean? Each day. And then that way the musicians can concentrate on the music instead of worrying about giving out.
But we sent a team out each afternoon with prospectus and musicians. So some would pass out the prospectus, others played to announce tomorrow night. We were always one day ahead.
But it was a guessing game for where to go and.
Honestly, my experience, we came maybe contact with three people.
We came what?
Doing that. Contact with maybe three or four people.
For the perspectives.
Well, just in general.
But it depends like what time you went at.
We were playing music. And I'm telling you, like two people, three people stopped. I mean, if you're in a neighborhood, maybe that's different.
Well, no, people didn't stop. Like people, when I went out a couple times, people just look at you, you know, across the street.
Yeah.
You know, and afterwards I would walk over and tell them, we have a concert. But.
Et ça, c'est bon, je trouve pas que les concerts, comme dans la rue, ça nous met en valeur.
I don't think that the concert, the small venue, things that we did in the streets, really.
Parce que c'est pas ce qu'on veut. Parce que, tu vois, les gens, ils jouent. Ben, ça chante, ça joue, tu sais. C'est comme... It really, like... C'est comme, il n'y a pas d'effort. C'est pas, on donne pas notre best pour ça, genre.
Ça dépend comment tu présentes. Si tu as un petit groupe qui
c'est ça, mais il faut être préparé,
joue,
genre, pour être okay.
Et puis après, les autres qui distribuent en disant, voilà, nous allons
mais
avoir...
Mais c'est ça qu'on a fait, mais sauf que même à ça, c'était juste, tu jouais un peu, mais ça mettait pas du tout en valeur, parce que dans le sens, on donnait pas qu'est-ce qu'on avait de meilleur, t'sais.
Ça a juste l'air comme...
Ouais, ça a juste l'air comme
we
des gens.
We were able to give the best of ourselves in small concerts.
In small concerts or...
It was a small, like, when in the afternoon, in small previews, that we were not able to give the best of ourselves. And so therefore, it was not a good presentation of who and what the music was in the afternoon.
We could have our picture on it.
Yeah.
A big group picture, you know, like a cool picture.
Ok, vas-y, Steph.
C'est tout, it's all a question of promotion and marketing.
Yeah.
We can't neglect those things. And most of the people I've talked to, they said, oh, I heard something on radio. I saw something in the journal. The pastor announced it to a church. It's contact in those medias. And about putting your pictures on the posters, a guy came to me and said, and me and Natalie, oh, no, me and Julie, if I had seen your eyes on the poster, I would have
vu tes yeux sur le poster. Ah, ça c'est une bonne idée d'avoir une photo du groupe.
Oui, c'est ce qu'on discutait.
C'est ça, mon point sur lequel je vais mettre en face, I want to emphasize on the promotion through medias. Don't like journals and mayors. We need to have, in communication we learned that, it's like to have it's called two-step flow. You contact a person that has a lot of contacts, and he will do it. Like the mayor was one. Joe was one.
You know how many flyers we gave out to bars because of him? He made us walk throughout all Carcassonne for 3 hours, speed walking.
Say it again, Stephanie. Two-step
flow. It means there's a leader, opinion leader, and he goes to the people around him. So we do not have to go directly to the people. We go in two steps. First, the mayor announces it to everybody. You just need to convince the mayor.
And then put flyers.
Just need to convince the one who writes the journal.
You need to
convince Joe. Those people are
quelqu'un que le monde connaisse avec l'influence.
Yeah, one person that has influence and it spreads this.
President. That has a good representative. Rep.
Yeah.
But it's president. More with a lot of time. You point something very important. If you stay just 2 weeks, it's very short-term work, and it's very focused on something, but you cannot do a very deep work, because if you want to do that, you need to stay longer. That's everywhere true.
Either that or have a team in place of people here who know the ropes and know, you know, who's who.
Street team.
That's what Jean did, because I was completely unable to do that.
Right.
But he knows so many people that it was easier for him to organize.
We see that Jean, with the mayors, set up each of these concerts.
Yeah.
So,
Jean did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Jean did an excellent job.
We need a Jean for every village, I would say.
Yeah, really. One thing is, how many of us
Well, Jean's connected with the top level, the mayors, but Joe was connected with the bottom level, the people.
Yeah.
You know, we need some of both.
Mm-hmm. Who is Joe?
What I'm saying is, who is Joe, though? I mean, are you depending on him? Or
no, someone like him. Okay.
Someone
we're just saying, we found somebody who knew a lot of people. We couldn't depend on it, to pray about it. They give us someone who's connected, or help us build a relationship with someone who knows all of these bartenders and can get us in.
Although Joe did do a lot of work for us without us being.
But we couldn't depend on it. We didn't even know this guy existed until we got there.
Greg, if you want promotion, like she was saying, you need to record something and get it played or something.
On the radio.
Because we have, with acoustic instruments, we can cover maybe 50 yards where people can actually hear us, and that's the whole town, and nobody knows we came. And then they still see the posters, that's fine, but that's not inclusive of who we are. So, I'm not saying it was totally a pointless route to take for promotion. What I'm saying is it didn't work the way, it didn't really turn people in our favor like something on a grander scale would if you had some kind of concrete material that they could taste, and then they'd say these guys are coming. That's how everything works.
Because people think we're good.
Sure.
Yeah. I was saying that to Steph yesterday about how it'd be kind of cool if like we made a demo or something, and like if we were to pass out some, because like if when you have a favorite band, and you've never seen that favorite band, and like you're always wishing, man, it would be awesome to see them. And you have like you have a demo or something, so like you come to hear that favorite song on that CD, and then you see it and you see how much they have to bring.
Well, the problem with that is that we really aren't a band.
Well, I understand. That. No, I understand.
We're a group of people that got together.
But we'll know who's on the team.
For a specific trip that had a specific target and goal, which was not to make music. Our purpose was not to make music. We just put music together as a means of doing something else. And we aren't a band. I mean, if we want to become one, we can. But we aren't yet. What we are is an ad hoc group of musicians that are playing together for a gig. We're not a band.
But the people think we are. Yes.
That's the thing.
But see, that's the point. Are we going to do this in the future?
The other thing is, if we want to record CD, we need to distribute those CD a year. And who, you know, people won't just like walk and take those CDs. You know, it's a lot of stuff to do.
The truth is that people look at us as a band, and if we're going to use this as a ministry, we need to take that aspect seriously. Because honestly, if you go to a concert that you like a group of music, anything those people say, you'll believe.
Sure.
Musicians and artists have so much power.
It's true. That's the whole point.
If they're known.
That's the entire point of what we're doing, is musicians and artists have influence. We did this to take art and heritage, put them together on a stage so that we would have a place of influence.
Go to the next level.
Yeah, but people asked us for CDs at the concerts. It says CDs or things they could buy or some way that they could recreate what they just saw. How can I have this? Which would be an incredible tool for keeping the influence. Mm-hmm. Because
on the CD, you could have a message also on the CD.
Well, sure it could. We could put all
a hidden track in.
Now let me address some of what I've heard, because John and I have walked through. Well, it started with Alan 2.5 years ago, and then last October. Since October, I don't know how many hours we spent, John. It's incredible,
really.
I think about, you know, a third of our time trying to get everything that we could need. We went to the studio, recorded a song so that we could produce a small CD that we could distribute, what you've already said. But where's the money for that? Where's the time for that? I asked several people to help me design a poster. Several people. Young, artistic, powerful people. No one did it. Even in this group. I had to barter with someone to get that poster done, in time to get it to France, in time to get it here, etc. The logistics of what we're talking about are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're full time.
Yeah.
Now,
if you take a year to do it, I think it
would. I understand. I agree with that. I think from here, you know, we might want to revisit some of the original ideas.
Of course. Yeah. And I think now that we're all here, that, I mean, we had one discussion in Montreal. Other than that, it was saying, all right.
Oh, I know.
We have plenty
of
things.
I know. What I'm trying to say to you is that some of these ideas that you're talking about were ideas we could not execute.
Well,
we
had.
Yeah, I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you. We could not execute them because we didn't have the time or the resource or the person who would say to me, yes, I will do that for you. However, you know, if we're serious about this, these are great questions to ask. And it's true, John, people look at us as a group when they see it.
We presented ourselves that way, but when we get back home, where's the band? When are we going to play again? Where are we going to play? We don't have a calendar.
Yeah.
You know, we're not planning on any gigs. We're not even thinking about it.
You sound frustrated. I'm not sure why.
It's not. Sorry, it's late at night. Well, I mean, we're talking about all these things, but how does that relate to who we are and what we're doing?
Well, the truth is, it's what we need to become.
We're not a band for the States. We're not a band for Quebec. We're, the only reason we're here is to be in France, to use this as a ministry. So therefore, to everybody in the States, we can be a ministry. To everybody here, we can be a band that we're... You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the group became a band very fast. And the group played together well, and all of that was fine. That was
right, but we had nothing to promote for now.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
I think there's nothing we could have done
That's the
before.
Point.
That's what we're just
That's
saying.
A great
what
point.
Can
That's
be
I would like to encourage you. If you would like to make some meetings for evangelization in France, how much people do you think you can reach each meeting?
Oh.
In each village, even in Trent,
right.
How much people do you think you are going to reach each meeting?
What do you mean?
You mean like to
combien une rencontre d'évangélisation classique hors musique, s'il n'y a pas justement la musique. En France, combien vous pouvez espérer avoir de personnes?
Pas beaucoup.
Pas beaucoup.
Do the classical type of evangelism.
Classical evangelism.
Yeah.
Oh.
Connais le même chiffre qu'au Québec.
Like we're going to have a meeting in this place. Come.
Right.
Donc.
Billy Graham.
Absolutely.
Donc, imaginez le nombre de personnes que vous avez eues. C'est, pour moi, c'est fantastique. Et je pense que c'est plus... C'est moins dans la promotion que j'ai un problème que dans la réunion et les objectifs qu'on veut atteindre à chaque réunion. Mm-hmm. Que moi, je me pose la question. Meeting. Quel est le but qu'on a au travers de la réunion? Qu'est-ce qu'on veut atteindre? Vous avez eu, si j'ai bien compris, le minimum que vous avez eu, c'est 60 personnes. C'est ça? C'est juste?
Le minimum.
Il y a eu plus de 50.
Mais ça veut dire que si je prends toutes les réunions, vous avez fait plus que 500 personnes.
So all together, like every concert put together, we maybe reached maybe 500 people. So
pour la France, c'est extraordinaire.
Ah. Well, in the first concert we had 300, in the last concert roughly 100, 110. And then those in between. I don't know the numbers, but
mais la France,
yeah, the notary was
moi ma question, je n'ai comme référence qu'un seul concert. Donc oui, mais c'était le concert où, à la fin du concert, je me suis posé la question, quel était le but du concert?
Okay, yeah, so what he was saying, he was at the first concert at Moutier, and at the end of the concert, he asked himself the question, what was the goal of the concert?
Est-ce que c'est simplement de faire la promotion du concert de Trèbes?
Was it simply just to do the promotion of the concert at Trèbes?
Right.
Et dans ce cas, on n'a pas bien fait.
And in this case, if that's the case, we didn't do it very well. Mm-hmm.
La deuxième chose, est-ce que c'était pour annoncer quand même l'évangile en évangélisation ou pré-évangélisation? Et dans ce cas, on n'a rien entendu.
So, secondly speaking, was the goal to announce the gospel and evangelize? And if that was the case, then we didn't reach that goal either.
Yeah. Evangelize or re-evangelize, you
said.
Après le premier concert, on a parlé avec Jean sur les vues et tout ça.
Dans le premier concert, c'était le brise-glace, quoi. C'était ça qui est vraiment...
Mais, et je crois que là, c'est important de bien définir qu'est-ce qu'on veut que chaque concert ait comme but.
So, he says it's necessary to make sure we know what the goal is for each concert, what we're hoping to do. Bon, qu'est-ce que tu veux dire?
Mais ce que je voulais dire, c'est que c'est ça, au début, on ne savait pas c'était quoi le but de chaque concert, qu'est-ce qu'on voulait amener, si on voulait justement faire la promotion ou si on voulait aller évangéliser les gens dessus.
C'était pas clair.
C'était pas clair, donc on ne sait pas. Au deuxième concert, on avait déjà l'expérience du premier, que dès que c'est fini, on saute dans la foule.
Someone tried to fight me.
She's saying that the first concert we had, it wasn't clear on what we wanted, what we had to do.
Right.
So we didn't go in the crowd. But the second one, we had the experience of the first one. So the first thing we did after the last song, we, like she said, we jumped in the crowd and we talked to the people.
C'est ça, puis de concert en concert, on parlait dans le groupe et on a décidé de plus de commencer à peut-être plus parler de Dieu, même sur le stage. Puis moi j'ai été surprise des réactions des gens. Il y en a certains qui sont partis, mais il y en a beaucoup qui sont restés. Puis ça, c'était vraiment intéressant. Quand on a fait la louange à Fred, il y a beaucoup de monde. Et c'est vrai qu'il y en avait beaucoup qui étaient des chrétiens, mais il y avait d'autres personnes qui étaient pas chrétiens et qui étaient là. C'était super intéressant. Puis il nous a fallu les deux semaines, je crois, pour trouver. Ce qu'on voulait faire, c'est qu'il fallait connecter avec les gens en premier, ensuite d'aller faire, de leur parler plus de Dieu. C'est ça que Greg voulait. Ça va être long.
So gradually, we started talking more and more about Jesus, and in the crowd and on stage. Mm-hmm. And quoi d'autre t'as dit un peu ça?
Qu'est-ce qu'on voulait faire aussi, c'est de connecter aux personnes avant de leur parler.
Yeah, all right. We wanted to connect with the people before talking about God.
De voir qu'il y avait un lien entre nous et eux.
Yeah. To see those connections.
C'est ça qui a été notre problème, c'est de trouver c'est quand qu'on avait fait la connexion, puis alors que de s'ajuster en fonction de la connexion.
Yeah, the problem. I can't hear you, Jim.
I'm frustrated because it started out to be. Let's go around and let's talk about what was positive, what was negative, and what can we do better. And it's just turned into to something where we're trying to decide what we're going to do next time. And I think we just need to hear, you know, what did we do right? What can we do better? You know, from everybody. And just a few people are kind of dominating it, and you're not really hearing from everybody. And it's really turned very negative. It's very frustrating.
It's true, sir. Huh? It's a good sign. Yeah.
I take notes. Like, very interesting when you can read them afterward. It's not very negative. It's more, this is good, but you can do that better. For example, we sung and played very well. We're happy with that. But the connection with people was not right. So we make some progress, but we have to make more progress. Mm-hmm. It's not so negative. But until now, we have only spoken about music evangelization, that you are not only musicians, singers, technicians, you are people, and you have lived during 2 weeks in France. I would be interested to have your reaction, what you have enjoyed or disenjoyed, or it was awful. What could be better?
Fish potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, fish potatoes. Okay, this is frustrating, Jim. Adam, start. Adam, start.
No. Over here.
I know, but I want to go.
Someone?
We can meet on the other side.
All right, let's do as Jim said. I think it was good. We were talking right before to. Since it was the first time to evaluate how the crowd responded, for sure the first time we didn't evangelize, we didn't try anything. I think it was good to just see how people reacted to us, you know. And I think it was surprising to see 300 people for the first show. I was expecting like 20, 30, personally. I think it was good. On the other side, I think doing three shows, doing break and going three shows, I didn't like it. I think it would be better for me to do one show than have a day to practice more, see what was all right, what you could do better, go to the other show the next day, you know, more, to have more time to work around what we're doing. And yeah, I didn't like the food at the Obel. I think it was way better here.
Absolutely,
so we should
man.
Eat here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, it was just cool to see. Also, the other thing I think was really good, and I think it's always good to do in mission trips, is to have time together as a team. I think that really helped the team. It helped us to be who we are as a band. I think it was just awesome to have a time all together.
Moi, j'ai trouvé ça vraiment. Ce que j'ai préféré. Je sais que ça n'aura pas vraiment le but d'être ici. C'est pas vraiment en relation, mais j'ai aimé le fait que tout le groupe on a. On s'est super bien entendu, ça a bien été, et puis tous les encouragements qu'on a eus.
Alright, so she's just. It's not really part of. Everything we were talking about, but she was just, it was, she really liked the fact that, as a team, we really encourage each other all through the trip.
J'ai aimé rencontrer les gens, puis de passer du temps avec eux, puis de les découvrir à travers ce voyage.
It was fun to meet new people and to start to, well, to begin to know them better and stuff.
Comme Jim.
Like Jim.
Cool.
You're cool.
You're a great man.
Comme tout le monde. Ouais.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? I need a back massage.
Yeah, so I have a couple of
zero.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Puis, comme Christian me disait, j'ai hâte de manger la salade dans le chimie aussi. Puis, je suis un peu tannée.
She started a bread. She wants Caesar salad from her.
Black guy bread.
Si on avait su que vous aimiez la salade, on aurait pu en faire.
Non, je sais
tellement
bon.
C'était vraiment bon. C'était vraiment bon. Quelle salade?
Oui, c'était super bon.
C'était le même pack chaque jour.
On n'est pas du tout au même chaque jour. Lina,
quand pas. Lina.
I like spending time with the team and getting to know them. And. Practicing my French, and what I didn't like was how tiring everything was. And
yeah, we should go somewhere where it's cheaper.
Disgusting.
Living is good.
Yeah, Julie.
Ici c'est cheaper.
Oui, c'est ça.
Très cheap.
Très cheaper.
I have a lot of stuff going through my head right now. Just, I guess a lot of it's with the conversation and that kind of stuff too, just a lot of stuff that's kind of stirring up. So, I guess on a positive note, like a lot of things that I really thought was special was that the depth of this team and how we all connected with each other and everything, and how I felt like everybody could feel comfortable in that, and that was really special. And usually, you know, when you get a group of people, especially this large, together, it seems like that would be difficult, but I think the Lord really blessed that and blessed those times that we had. A couple things that I think would be good to have would be maybe designated quiet times that we could have individually with God, just to seek Him, because I think that could help us out as far as you know, just going before him alone and then coming back together as a team and just seeing how what God shows all of us. And I feel like we were tired a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a lot of things where God will work out certain situations. Like, I know at first, and not to bring up this again, but the Joe situation, that bothered me at first, and I think I took it personally at first, too. And that I felt like maybe he kind of invaded our hidden spot down below. And it kind of separated me from feeling like I could express myself as much. But I really saw the Lord work through that, and that we had that time towards the end. So, I mean, that's a praise that you worked through that.
Me too.
Yeah, that, just so you'll know, that was brought up very quickly. I didn't hear it from you, but I heard it.
Yeah.
That we had been invaded, and the same kind of idea, private time by this guy. So we addressed it immediately after that first day when he did that, and basically saying those were private times for disciples, but they're for us, not you. And so we learned a lot.
Yeah, I just thought it was good to see the dynamic of the team and how the leadership of it and everything else, and how that just came together and how God really worked that out. Whatever everybody was doing.
Well, I think Joe was a good test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Whether he should have been there the whole time or not, he definitely was a good experience to gain stuff. To gain stuff.
He's a little more ready for something like that.
Sure.
And, like, as far as French, it was... Oh.
No, excuse me for a minute.
Oh.
Let me fill him in right quick.
He's going to fill him in on the Joe situation.
Oh, okay.
And then, is that cool?
Yeah.
Tell us about your French.
Oh, it was just fun to learn more. I felt like I've been able to learn some French and stuff, and it was just neat.
Pardon?
Yo, it's so cool to see you sing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Agreed.
I
enjoy
it. Thank you.
There were songs they would sing I don't know. I'd look and you were singing the song. How did she know the song?
Saying water. She put together the other song.
Cool. So is he filled it? Okay. Brandon?
What did you say, Julie, about the French part? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said I enjoy learning more French.
Oh.
Or learning French at all. Cause it
Well, when I came here, my thing, I enjoyed the encouragement. I enjoyed Adam and I enjoyed Jim, especially as far as the putting on of hands and the support, how we prayed for Frankie, we prayed for Jim. And the team spiritually remained with each other, and we remained with the Lord and what He would have us to build a network of believers here so that it could expand somehow. So with the church and Trev, or wherever we were, with the Christians, it was good. I assumed what I first heard Greg say was, I thought it would be of an evangelistic nature, everything. When we came here, I said, it got kind of turned toward there wouldn't be as much said from the stage. So I assumed when I was coming here that we would be able to talk about the gospel. I wasn't planning on putting any stipulations on my faith. Not that any of us did. I know we had to be discreet in a sense, but I didn't expect that. So that kind of threw me off, and I actually didn't really pay much attention to it, honestly. And when I prayed, but so that was what that's what I was confused on, and that's what troubled me, and that's why I wanted to labor with you so hard and intensely and let you know, Greg, that I believe, you know, believe that it could go beyond, you know, anything that we've saying before, I don't know what I'm trying to say now, so just that's why I would come from that perspective, and that's what I expected. That's what I expect. That's what I wanted to see. It's like he said, we didn't engage that at all. We didn't get anybody converted, and we couldn't anyway. And God's in control of that. But the fact is, God does that, and then it doesn't happen at the same time. So when's God gonna do that? I don't know. But as far as, and that's, I won't get into anything else that we were talking about before. But that was. And I, Julie and I were like-minded as far as me being disconnected for a while. Because, and you know, we've already talked about it, because I felt watched almost. You know, like, not watched, like, oh no, he's going to watch me, but like, I just didn't feel involved because of that, you know. And I'm not being negative at all, I'm just saying. France is a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful language, and obviously cultivated by beauty and beautiful people, but that from the ministry perspective, that's where I came from the French perspective. Another thing.
Can I add something to what I said? I just thought that it could be good also to have kind of teaching about how to approach people in France when we're coming down and talking with people. That could be good too. Isn't it always easy with people you don't really know the culture and background stuff, and now they react, and even what to say, you know? Sometimes it can be.
Are you saying that for like someone here who can orient us?
Yeah, how to
talk. What's acceptable, what's not acceptable.
Good question.
I'm trying to keep Alan up to date, and I'm trying to explain what Brandon just said. Somebody do a better job than I did, because I'm not able to tell.
There was a lot of stuff to say.
I'll try to
break it down.
I don't know. I can't do it in French.
Alan wants to know what
was your most trouble? I didn't catch your what was your trouble?
My trouble?
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was angry. It was more of a unexpectancy of when I came. I shouldn't talk so loud, maybe the neighbors. When I was sought to engage France, it was more for an evangelistic, you know, to kind of preach, and I don't mean preach like you see on TV. I just mean to present the gospel without something that goes beyond something that would go beyond what I do for leisure, or what I would do just for fun, in a sense that I want to associate myself with the church, you know, right away, and I want to force people while they're listening to me play to wrestle with the question of salvation, and it's not a matter of I have to see a bunch of people get saved, but I wanted to. So the whole time I was questioning, why would these people follow us, you know, and yes, we're good musicians, but we don't have anything established in France. We don't have any means or any means to gain a reputation, so they come and hear a concert and they leave, and you know, and nobody followed, you know, that's what happened. I assumed that would happen. That's why I wanted to try to, just like we did in Treb, I would like to have seen that to a deeper level the whole time, and next time I'm sure it will be, because it took us a while to break us in, and I'm not criticizing anything that happened. I don't want anybody to think that. I'm just saying, on a more evangelistic level, that's what my intentions were. And then I found out, well, now it's not as welcomed, you know. And I didn't know why. I didn't know if we wanted to be sensitive to the government or who we were trying to please. But that was difficult for me to accept as an individual. You know, I respected it. But
are you talking about the first message we got, that from the stage we couldn't talk about faith, or? We were told in the very first meeting from the stage, you should not talk about faith or church or the gospel, but you can off the stage. That was the first. We were told that was difficult, you know. But is that what you're talking about, that directive?
Yeah.
Initially, when you first heard that.
Yeah, that was one of the times I've heard something like that, because at first you said it'll be an open proclamation. That was when you and I were beginning to work on the jazz stuff. Mm-hmm. You and I just had to discuss, and I understood, and I know things developed. But we had both, I had understood it was stated that there'd be open proclamation at Treb, that there wouldn't be just the next morning. We'd ask people to come one more time to follow us, you know. And it'd be more of a, when the people were there, we'd take them. And that's what I wanted to say. I wanted us to take the people when they were there. Now, how many, you know, a little more aggressive, or that's what I understood. And I'm not, again, I don't want anybody to think I'm criticizing, because I don't, it's not up to any of us to produce that anyway. It can't be produced. I did expect it. I'm not saying I'm disappointed in the sense that, you know, it's, I'm just saying, that would be my, that would be my approach. My approach to winning France for Christ. And I don't speak French. I'm not anything. I'm not trying to make myself, elevate myself. I'm just saying, the approach that I would take for any nation would be to get them while they're there, to take them by the throat, to march in and not be proud as, you know, an American that has all the answers. That's because that's something, you know, I definitely didn't want to do. But we do have answers. The French have an answer. The Americans have an answer. Now, the Canadians have an answer. Where God puts the answer, so comes forth the answer, and it'll spread out, and people will know the truth from that. And so I said all that just to say, that's how I wanted to approach it. Instead of just Pete, we're from Louisiana, Acadians, and that's, again, I'm not being negative, but that's where I was kind of uncomfortable almost for a little while there. You know, why can't I bow my head? I don't bow my head anyway, but if I want to bow my head, I usually would bow my head, you know. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If I want to do my thing, why can't I do my thing? And I'm not trying to be impulsive offend anybody that's not used to that in France or in the United States or in Canada or wherever, but my approach is usually more direct, I would say. I don't know why I said that, but more direct. And that's, I would hope in the future, if I came back, that's what I'd be more a part of, was seeing not just a Billy Graham before, because Billy Graham's different. you know what I mean? But just seeing a move of the gospel that's more direct than.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I really, that's awesome. That I don't know how to do that. I think living in Montreal and knowing the aspects a lot like this here, but like if I were in a village or something, I wouldn't say. I mean, I could say, hey, we're Christians, but people are so hate the Catholic Church so much that anything that has to do with Christ, they would, like, start cursing at me. Anyways, so I mean.
It's not easy. But I think it would be more effectual to gain a people for Christ if we were to present it that way. Other than just than the passiveness of we follow us to these people that don't understand what we're trying to do anyway. And of course I didn't understand what was going on, but just if we got the distribution out there, you know, if we got a following, then they would follow us. But the way we present it, we just, you know, and then we lost them. I feel like we lost them, honestly. And I'm not questioning the sovereignty of the whole production. I'm just saying I feel like we lost the people because, and we probably would have lost them if we would have presented the gospel. I don't know if it would have made a difference or not. I'm just saying, I doubt it would have. I mean, I don't know, but it's hypothetical. But
maybe we have to continue because it starts to be late, and everybody would be able to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should talk about it.
But I've noticed that. I've written your idea because I think it's very important.
Yeah. Your two words, more direct, pretty much sum up.
More direct, yeah.
More direct. I'm sorry.
I said, no, I'm just telling you. More direct.
I got off.
First
of all, I'd like to say that I'm amazed about what happened. I expected 1/4 of what happened. And I know absolutely that the original vision and the original plan that had been communicated was complete and had happened. And if this is a starting point, then amen. If this is a starting point, then I mean, we've learned so much. And I think we know that we can make a connection. And now we're saying, how can we better make a connection and how can we present ourselves better? The truth is we did. I mean, we had 500 people. And I never even expected that. So in everything, I mean, I think everyone here needs to be encouraged. Totally. Because I don't think, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I don't think you even envision this.
I'm trying to hold my tongue, so I'm trying not to respond to everybody, because if I do, we could be here all night. So, yeah. But I will address things.
Shake your head, yes or no?
If you want to take all night, there is no problem, but we have to leave at 3.
Yeah.
That's all.
Might as well
so all night, no. Until 3, yes.
Right.
We'll let you speak after everybody has done speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do think I'll do that.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do.
But yeah, absolutely. I think that what we have done is it's been amazing, and I believe that it's really cool that we can learn from it. You know what I mean? Like I see that each of us have awesome opinions, and I think that we all fit together. I think we're all coming from the same edge. And I think that, I mean, next year, the year after, if this really does happen again, I think it's going to be more powerful and more effective because we all know this together. You know? And I think, I also agree that our times together as encouragement as a team has bound us together. And I feel like we have an urge, like we actually feel more of a responsibility in taking this up, like this team on it that's part of our own. So that, for example, if we do something next year or the year after or so and so and so, we have a responsibility to, we feel more ownership on this thing. It's not just, hey, Greg, got an idea, let's go to France. So in that case, I think everything's been awesome. I think we, like you guys had said, I think timing, we could have done timing things a lot better. More organization, I think, without Caleb even pulling our hair out, we would probably not have played half the conference we did rather than made them on time.
Just barely.
Huh?
Just barely.
Exactly. And I agree, but I think less shows to build up to a bigger show. Maybe not less, I mean smaller shows to build up to a bigger show. Because honestly, we played almost the exact same amount of songs as we played in Feb. And we didn't change any songs, we just switched them around from show to show. So if someone went to every show before Feb, they would have heard all the songs we were in Feb.
Okay.
And we didn't change any arrangements or anything. And that's something that I think that we originally... That's not something we originally planned to do. Right?
Okay.
No, that's not something we originally planned to do, is have big concerts all the time.
No.
I mean, you said you wanted to be... You wanted espionage.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to go amongst the people, announce a big concert, yeah. Say, follow us in this big shebang. So,
but... We were presented with a different situation. So
what?
Well, I mean, I think everything has been awesome, honestly. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's great because the original goal had been met. I think the goal that we came, after coming here, we were presented with another goal, and that wasn't met fully, but I think it had started being met because we had people who wanted to know more about God. You understand that? I mean, this is, like you said, this is hard ground. I mean, if someone in Montreal came and asked me about God, I'm not going to expect them to be converted in 2 weeks. I mean, it's going to take a couple months. You know what I mean? And Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say a prayer. And here's a Bible, and you go on your way. So, anyways, I think it's been really awesome. I'm very encouraged by each person. I want to see each person on this team. You know what I mean? And I say, hey, why not go as far as being a band to use this as a ministry? I mean, I've been in bands before. And Rock and Roll.
Just like everybody else, I think the encouragement has just been awesome, and like the maturity of this team, because I've been on a lot of mission trips, and it's just interesting how like annoying people can be, and like how much drama people can bring to the mission trip, and just in this, I've noticed it's not like that. We came with a vision, and we were just very open to that, and very mature in that, and I think it was awesome. I thought, of course, just the prayer time helped out a lot because it just kept us real focused, even when we probably didn't want to be, even when we probably wanted to think about other stuff. And it just, it was awesome how we invited God to everything we did. And I think He really blessed us in that. I know a problem I had was I came a little bit too intimidated. Like, when I heard that we weren't allowed to speak the gospel or anything like that on stage, like, I was completely not frightened by that, but, like, I was just like, well, I don't know if I should just say anything, or, I don't know, it was just a little weird. But I noticed, it wasn't as scary. Does that make sense? Yeah? Anyway. But, I think, I guess, promotion to do better, just like we've been talking about, posters, CDs, books, whatever we can get out there, I think that would be awesome.
It's really quick. We did this in a lot of ways, but I think having pre-assigned prayer partners, like people that we don't really know, that every day we have 10 minutes together, or 30 minutes together, that's in our schedule that we can pray together and be able to encourage each other. And through those prayer partners, like, for example, if it was Alex and I, like, our prayer time, we'd say, okay, we learned this from our prayer time together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we could be able to pray about personal stuff, not just about the team.
Yeah, yeah, that helped a lot.
That helped because we did that in our we did that in our room, too, which was good, but I don't know if everybody had that experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, I've done that before on mission trips, and it's really awesome. Mm-hmm. You assign it with the person you hate the most.
Yeah. What?
And you learn that much. Like, I got assigned with Brent Valentine. Model
hate him. So.
No, I don't hate him. I just, that was the worst person you assigned.
Like,
Julie, that sounds similar to what you were saying. Yeah. Similar. Mm-hmm. Sort of a quiet time or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you said that, I'm just curious. Do you mean after we come together as a team and then break into assigned quiet times, as opposed to me assuming that people have their own level of devotion before they arrive at a 9 a.m. meeting?
Yeah, either before or after the meeting. I know that those meetings come early when we have a late night like that. So,
right.
Yeah, maybe a break and say, okay, well, we're going to have our, you know, hour, 30 minutes, whatever, quiet time, devotions, and then, you know, prayer partners, that sounds good, too.
It does, yeah.
I just think it's good.
So you have to put it in the schedule.
Guys, I'll be honest with you.
There wasn't a schedule.
No, 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 listen, no, I don't mean no. Actually, we plan a schedule each morning, but...
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
Listen, when we get after a concert at night, and you're tired, and I decide to change it by an hour, that's called grace. If I move it, it's grace. So I have the liberty as a leader to change or to move and not even tell you the schedule until I think you're ready for it. But getting this team focused was not easy. Whenever we let the team go, the team never refocused unless we called the team together to focus. So I think that's a level of maturity that we might develop by saying, okay, now that you're all together, now we're going to break out into some quiet time. But I've kind of gone to the assumption that the people would come in prepared already. But it's tough. Our schedule was tough.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think if we put some relief in the schedule, like not every night, that might give us some breathing room. I'm just curious about what you meant, like a breakout session would be nice, especially if you're a prayer partner. So alone and then prayer.
We were in Mexico, we did that. Every day.
I'm just curious what you're talking about. That's good.
I'm sorry. I just thought about that I wanted to say. Like musically, I think, like since we know that we're well capable of doing stuff on pressure, because you know that first concert was very like nerve wracking, but like we did it, you know what I mean, and that we know that we can do it. I think maybe if we practice and we meet up, if at all possible, before we even come to France, that would be great, because we know once we get here, we can learn the music, and it's not that hard because we're all great musicians and singers and all that. And so maybe if we could meet up more, other than one time like we did in New Jersey this year.
You mean as like the team in Charlotte, or the team? You mean like
the
separately
team
Montreal
and
together
and Charlotte? If at all possible,
really hard
we can meet.
Yeah, I agree. That
or if we can just make sure that we all practice the same music. That kind of thing.
And recording wise, that would like even doing tiny. We did a lot of that.
Man,
we're going backwards.
Another thing, I just know for myself, like I would feel really discouraged sometimes after concerts because like I couldn't really say anything to somebody, and that's just a weakness for me because I don't know French. But I think maybe next year there'll be different Americans or different people who can't speak French or just can't connect. If somehow we can do more of like make sure that everyone has a partner to go, and make sure that person does get off the stage and tries to connect at least with people. Because sometimes I just felt like a drummer. Like that's, I know I'm here for more than that, but sometimes I feel after concerts that's all I did, was just drum. And
you guys hook up a prayer partner, a French speaking person.
Yeah, French English person.
That would be your first name.
Yes.
What I thought might be fun, like to keep in touch during the year when we're not together, if like everybody get like a partner, maybe American, Canadian, and keep in touch, like either writing or email or phone. I don't know.
This idea of partnering is coming up.
Okay, I'm going to try and go through it kind of quick because everybody else is taking a lot of time. But as far as good goes, I was just amazed at the chemistry in this group. And I'm like, who said it about mission trips? I mean, there's a real level of maturity amongst this group. You know, you can have fun, but, you know, there's a lot of maturity here. And I really, really appreciate it. I mean, I love you guys. I'm going to be so sad to say goodbye. Positive, France is a wonderful place. It's beautiful. It's quaint. But the negatives, the bathrooms are awful. The bathrooms in this country, they're awful. Okay. Everybody agrees with me, right? That y'all were thinking it.
They all have different flushes.
You can't
get used to it.
Frustrations. I was frustrated by the mixed messages we were getting. I mean, I've heard this man every day for the last 2 years about what his idea was. Idea was to make a connection with the people, to get them to come to a concert where the gospel would be able to be, you know, set, you know, vocalized. But then there was like, well, don't say anything, please say something. Don't say anything, please say something. I'm like, and I was getting frustrated for y'all. And I can't speak French, so it didn't matter to me. I was just kind of on the sidelines. But for the future, I think we need to consider timing. I heard a lot of people say maybe we shouldn't have come in this month because of something about vacations or something.
Right.
So maybe consider when a better time would be in the future. Maybe some more planning. Like I know we could have done those meals cheaper. I mean, not that I want to cook every day and night, trust, you know, mind you, but I know we could have streamlined finances a little bit that way. And I think that's all I was thinking.
I want just to give you an answer about living, housing. It was difficult to find somebody who
could take
everything. Was able and wanted to do what we have done.
Right. I'm sure.
We have done that because we have the habit to do that. We have done that in Africa, we are doing that in France. It's not very, very regular. If I have a problem there, I can have some trouble. But that's okay, we are friends. So I'm able to take care of my friends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and many people don't know how to handle a group. Mm-hmm. First. Second, to nourish it. It's not very easy to feed a group, to prepare meals and so on. It's quite difficult, and we try to find somebody doing in this sense, but we couldn't find somebody. Mm. It's rather difficult. Because I can understand, maybe if once we have to do that again, mm-hmm. We have to think maybe not to find somebody here, but somebody among you.
Yeah.
Maybe, for example, this time, you cannot speak French, of course, but you can cook. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can manage something differently. We have to think about that. Mm-hmm. For this reason, I need to have your opinion about housing, about food, about traveling, about timing, everything. And even if we have not noticed that now, doesn't matter. If you notice that later, mm-hmm. just send me an email and say, "Well, I have thought about that."
Right.
It's not an offense. We want to do it better, mm-hmm. cheaper, more effective. It's the first time. I'm very proud what has been done.
Yeah.
But probably we can be do more effective, cheaper, and better. Sure.
Not so much better. It's just that two full meals like that was a lot. It was too much, really.
You really didn't
finish all of our food.
Well,
he might not have. He might not understand what we tried to do. When we decided the first week after we were there, the seven of us, that we would be able to prepare dinner, and we were told to give notice to go there. So. After the team arrived through the first weekend of concerts, it was so intense. At the beginning of the week, Caleb and I made sure that the staff of the Auberge knew that we didn't want dinner the rest of the week. But it upset the staff because they had prepared in their minds. Okay. Even with the notice, it upset the staff. It upset the situation. So, but I think next time, these things we know. So we go in immediately and say, no dinner, period. We'll do it, you know, next time. I mean, you know, we've learned volumes.
All right, Jim.
Without your palm pilot.
I got notes.
This is my external memory.
It sure is.
It was just not even quite 2 weeks ago that we were here. Uh-huh. And it very few of you people that I know. Very few. Just the Hardys and the Dulecs and Jono, and they didn't really know Pam and Jim. And I have just...
Speak up.
I have just come to love you guys. I mean, just really love you. I stood up here and I felt like God had me to just point around the group and tell every person that they were a vital part of the team. And boy, has that been true. You guys, every one of you, have just really been neat to see the roles that you've played on the team. And, you know, Greg's pointed out how my role has not been what he expected. You know, it's just really, really neat to see how the team has become a team. There's a fire in your belly, these young folks. There's just a fire in you that I just think is so exciting. I hear Brandon talk about, you know, evangelizing and don't hold me back. Don't hold me back, you know. It's just, you know, and gosh, I mean, I could just go around. I'm not going to call it any other names because I'm here all night. But each one of you guys, I see a fire in you that's just really refreshing. You all were there for my heart surgery. And gosh, I mean, God just did something to me that I didn't expect. And pray for me when you think about me, that it really makes a difference when I go back. Musically, unbelievable talent in this group. Just unbelievable, the variety of music that we've done and the quality, the way the rehearsals have gone. We've done a lot in a very short amount of time. Really put together a real production. I mean, whether that's what we want to continue to do or not, we did it. We did it. And praise God, no problem with egos. With all this talent, I never saw any one person with their nose in the air, you know, like, I've got something that you don't have. Not once. John, burn all recordings of the Bach. Please. Overdub it with the original and stuff. I like the Auberge food. Mostly.
I do too. Yeah.
Too much bread.
We had a sandwich one day. We had a picnic. Was it a picnic or something? We did. It was at the church. They fed us. So we had sandwiches, and there was a little piece of bread left. And Jim said, "I think we should save this in case the Auberge runs out of bread." But today we bought a whole sack.
I brought it.
We bought the whole sack of baguettes.
And that's one of them. That's it.
And as far as the housing, you were talking about the housing. Man, as long as our days were, I just wanted someplace to lay down. I just wanted a place to flop. Yeah. It didn't matter what. It could have been the floor. I just wanted a place to stop. I mean, it was fine.
I think, Joe Garrett was awesome.
Enough's been said about Jeff. Seeing the villages and the people was real eye-opening. I've been around a few years, and this is my first trip abroad. It's given me a new perspective on, you know, what things are like on the other side of the pond. It was very frustrating to not be able to talk to people. I appreciate your patience with me to ask questions. How do I say this? How do I say that? And not remember. Over and over and over. What a beautiful country. You know, just driving through the countryside and the small small villages and send the windmills on the sides of the mountains. And,
big arguments about those. The French people don't like them.
I thought this was really neat. The vineyards, and all the other vineyards.
And the sunflowers.
Just really, really cool to see that. I have an appreciation for you guys, you workers, you and John, and the other pastors that we met, and the difficult tests. I have an appreciation for that. But it's a whole lot deeper than being told by Greg, hey, these guys are perfect. You know, now I've seen